But the third ha'ara is that the... We just mentioned the Gemara, where the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah for a kohen to duchen. And not just that, there's an iser aseh for a zar, someone that's not a kohen, to duchen. Rashi says, what's the makar to the iser aseh? Dabra lahanarim dalbon of leimar, koise varchu, and we learn from there, atnam, there's a mitzvah for the kohen to duchen, for lois zarim, not for a zar to duchen. The haflaw in his Pirush on Masechtas Ksubas, on this Gemara, on Dav Chav Dalet Amud Beis, says a very big chiddush. He says it to answer Akasha, but the chiddush that he says is Veli Nira, that just like there's a mitzvah for a koyen to be Mevarech Es Yisrael, Koy Sevarech Es B'nei Yisrael, there's also a mitzvah for a Yisrael to receive a bracha and to be Misparech from the koy. There's a mitzvah esedei raisa for the kohen to be mevarech. In the same vein, there's a mitzvah esedei raisa for Yisrael to get a bracha. Says the flow. What's the gather of this mitzvah? It doesn't say it. It says dabra lahara in vel bond of leim. Where do you see in the pasuk that it would be a mitzvah for a Yisrael to be on the receiving end of birchas kohenim? So it says the flow. It's true. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. But at the same time, it has to be that way because bechem matzino bechol makoyim. Anytime there's a mitzvah that you need two people to partake in the mitzvah, even if the Torah only addresses the mitzvah to one, but to the extent the other person needs to be a part of this in order for the mitzvah to take place, it's poshut that the other person is going to be included in the mitzvah. Teda, and he says, I'll bring you a raya from Yevamis Tavchof. The Gemara discusses whether you can do the mitzvah of Yibum in the event that the Yibum is going to involve a Chayvei Lavin. So, for example, a Koyen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. What happens if a Grusha would fall with a Yibum to a Koyen? So, L'chura, you shouldn't be able to do Yibum. Oh, but then again, maybe you could, because I say is Doicha Lois, I say. So the Gemara comes out that really I say should be Doicha Lois, I say. But at the same time, it doesn't work because there's a Gzeira, Bia Rishayna, Ato Bia Shania. The Asay is only on the first Bia. The second Bia is not going to have an Asay. So everyone asks, Makshim Achroinim, Rabbi Veger, and right here, the Afla asks the Kasha, he says, L'chur, the mitzvah of Yibum is the man's mitzvah. Yivama Yava Yala. There's a mitzvah for the Yabam to go ahead and do Yibum. There's no mitzvah for the Yivama to do Yibum. As it relates to the Isser of a Kohen to a Grusha, Hishva Kasav Ishvi Isha L'chol Oinshim Shebetayra. Just like the man has the Isser, she also has the Isser. So, freak that flaw. How could the Gemara have a Havamina that you should say, I say Daichalais, I say by Yibum? It's very nice. The man has a mitzvah of Yibum. Yivama Yava Yala. Oh, but the Yivama hat nitkai mitzvah. As I freak that flaw. Says that flaw. It's Muchach. It's muchach that just like the Yavam has the mitzvah, the Yavama has the mitzvah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the Yavama has the mitzvah. It says Yavama Yava Yala that the Yavam has a mitzvah. Must be, says the Afla, this Yisoid, that any time the Torah gives you a mitzvah and you need someone else in order to be Mekayim this mitzvah, Muzayim, the mitzvah is not only on you, it's on the person also. So therefore, the Yavam, Taka, the Torah said Yavama Yava Yala, but it's a muchach that the Yavama has the Zalba mitzvah. Is here too, the Koyan has a mitzvah to bench who? To bench the walls? No, to bench another Yid. So that means he needs the other Yid to be involved. No, he needs the other Yid to be involved. So Bal Karchach, he's included in the mitzvah. That's what the Afla says. And then the Afla says, Shuv Matzasi, he found it Mefurish in the Charedim, that the Charedim already says this Chiddush. But the bottom line is, this is the Yisoid that the Afla says. So I was just thinking, one Ha'ara, what's the Pshat? Meaning, we understand in the Shoresh HaMitzvah that a Kohen has a mitzvah to go ahead and be Mevarech Es Yisrael. Pasha, it's intuitive. The Eibishter gave the Kohen, the Koyach, the bench a yid, aschus the bench a yid. So we understand the mitzvah that the kohen has. The flaw is being mechadish that just like the kohen has a mitzvah to give a bracha, the Yisrael has a mitzvah to receive the bracha. What's the hezbra in that mitzvah? What's the havana in that mitzvah that the Yisrael has to go ahead and to receive a bracha for the kohen? What would be the havana in it? So Kubi the Pshat is very, very poshut. The mitzvah Birchas Koyanim begins, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor, Daber al Aharin Velbonov Leimor, Koy Sivarchu Es B'nei Yisrael. Rabbeinu Bechayis says that the word Koy is Gematria 25. It's easy math. Kof Hei. It's Gematria 25. And he says it's a remes in the mitzvah of duchening to the number 25. It says, we know that the Kohanim received Chof Dalet Matnas Kohuna. The Zraya, the Lechayayim, the Keva, they get Trumas, they get Maestras. Kohanim get Chof Dalet Matnas Kohuna. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Kohanim really have a 25th Matana. This is the rest of the story. They don't just have 24, they actually have 25. What's the 25? The 25th is the koyach that the kohen has to be able to duchen. When a kohen duchens and he's mevarech es Yisrael, when he lifts his hands in front of the Beis Medrash and he says yevarech Hashem v'yishmerech and he says it b'ahava, that's a matana that the kohen has. It's the 25th of the matnas kohuna, and that's why it's referred to as koyisavarchu es bnei Yisrael. Koyis begematria 25. This is the 25th bracha that the kohen gets. But Rabbeinu Bechaya says a different remez. Koyisavarchu es bnei Yisrael. What's the remez? This chav dal in matnas kohuna. This is not 24, but rather this is the 25th of the matana. So the Chasam Sofer in a few places discusses this Rabbeinu Bechaya. And he says, what's the pshat? He says, what's the hesbo? Why is it a matana for the kohen? Meaning it sounds like a very nice hergish, the fact that the kohen has the ability to be mevarech as Yisrael, that's the matana. But the Chasam Sofer says, yesh loimar mor al derech hapshat. And that is, the Gemara says, mesech teschul and daf mem tesam et aleph. Tanya, koi savaruch es b'nei Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel says, lo manu brach li Yisrael mi pikayhanim. The Yidin get a bracha from the Kayanim. The Kayanim atzmalei lemanu. How do the Kayanim get a bracha? Shuaymer, when it says Vani avarchem, have yoimer Kayanim mevarchin liYisrael, vaKadosh Baruch Hu mevarch leKayanim. When the Kayan gives us a bracha, what does it say? Kais avarcha es bnei Yisrael, v'samu shmi al bnei Yisrael vaAni avarchem. Says Rabbi Shmuel, Ani avarchem, vaKadosh Baruch Hu says I'm going to bench the Kayanim. So when the Kayanim bench the Yisrael, the Kohen gets a bracha from the Eibishter. Rabbi Akiva said, I agree with what you're saying, Rabbi Shmuel, but I learned it from somewhere else. How do I know it? Hashem told Avram Avinu in the beginning of Parashas Lech Lecha, Va'avorcha mivarchecha u'mekalalelcha o'or. Va'avorcha mivarchecha. Anyone that's going to bench you, I'm going to bench. No, so if the Kehanim bench Klal Yisrael, so in the middle, the Kehanim are going to end up getting a bracha. But either way, Chulam Mem Tetzel Men Aleph, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, they both say that when the Kehanim bench Klal Yisrael, the Kehanim themselves get a bracha. Says, no, if the Kehanim are going to get a bracha, so it's Pasha. You see, it's a matana for them also. It's not just a matana because they have the schus to give the bracha. It's a matana for them because they're actually getting the bracha. So says the Chasam Sofer, it's very, very geshmak. We know the halacha is that the only time the Kehanim are allowed to duchen is what? If the Yisraelim tell the Kayan to duchen, right? Kayanim, we scream, tell the Kayanim to duchen. Amar Lohem. First you have to tell them and then afterwards they duchen. Some hold that it's ma'akiv in the mitzvah, that it has to be Amar Lohem, and if you don't say Amar Lohem, then they actually don't have the mitzvah. So the Chasam Sofer says it's hafla v'fela. The Yid has an obligation to go receive the bracha from the Kayan. He has to tell the Kayan. When he tells the Kayan to give him a bracha, the Kayan ends up getting a bracha. No, if the Kayan ends up getting the bracha, so the Kayan just got a matana, and who gave him the matana? The Yisrael gave him the matana. Because if the Yisrael doesn't go shtelzu to the bracha, then the Kayan is not giving the bracha. It's not v'avarcha mivarchecha, it's not v'ani avarchim, and as a result, they're not going to get the bracha. So he says, it's mamish matnas kuhuna. What is matnas kuhuna? Matnas kuhuna is, you take from your hoin, and you give it to the Kayan. That's exactly what you're doing. You're going and giving to the Kayan. It's not the Eibush is giving, you're giving, because he needs you. If you're not going to shtel, that's what the Chasam Sofer says. If you're not going to shtel too, you're not going to get it. But one thing you see very, very clearly, you see that when the Kayan benches the Yid, the Kayan is also getting a bracha. Meaning, the Kayhanim are benching the Yisraelim, and the Yisraelim in return are giving the Kayan the 25th Matnas Kohuna. How so? By facilitating Birchas Kayanim, now the Kayan is able to get a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's gewaldic. The Kayan has a mitzvah Birchas Kayanim, and the Yisrael has a mitzvah Birchas Kayanim. We said, we understand why the Kayan has a mitzvah Birchas Kayanim. It's his bracha to go ahead and to give the Yidim bracha. But what's the bracha of the Yid? Why should the Yisrael have a mitzvah? The Teretz is Pasha. The Teretz is because when the Yid gets his bracha, the Kayan gets a bracha. So it's the same, just like you understand the Kayan's obligation to be Mevarech Es Yisrael, we understand the Yisrael's obligation to receive the bracha. Because by the Yisrael receiving the bracha, inevitably the Kayan is going to be gebenched. So if the Kayan is going to be gebenched, so it comes out that he's going to get it too. So if he's going to get it too, so it's gewaldic. Everyone has a bracha. The Kayan has a bracha, has an obligation to be Mevarech Es Yisrael. The Yisrael, like the Afla says, has an obligation to be Mekabel the bracha from the Kayan. Because when he's Mekabel the bracha from the Kayan, then what's going to happen is in return, Vavarcha Mevarchecha, in return, it's going to be Vani Avarchem. He's going to end up getting a bracha. That's, and not just that. Like Rabbeinu Bechaya said, it's Matnas Kohuna. Matnas Kohuna is the Chiyuv of the Yisrael. That's the Hafla. It's the Yisrael's Chiyuv. You have a Chiyuv to give 24 Matnas Kohuna. You have a Chiyuv to give a 25th Matnas Kohuna. Hafla fell. That's the Pshat. I think it's Pasha.